Hello everyone and welcome back to the Business Upside Podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, the Head of Operations of Business Upside. Today I will discuss a very, very important topic, the significant principles for entrepreneurial success. So let's understand what are the principles for entrepreneurial success. I'll be discussing 10 points and I hope practicing these 10 points will definitely bring you success. The first point is consideration of the future. To separate themselves from their competition, organizations must focus on recognizing and addressing challenges via creativity and innovation. Furthermore, organizations need to work hard to communicate their business goals to their team members regularly so that everyone understands how their function fits into the overarching goals of the firm. The second point is results-oriented actions. Businesses are inundated with data that must be understood to set and fulfill performance targets, obtain expected investment results, and provide value to their clients and staff. If everyone concentrated on making each other better, they would be far better to drive the outcomes required to success. Third is leading with integrity approach. It is very important for all business executives to be concerned with their own company and consumers, workers, and partners. To display integrity, to display justice, purpose, and honesty, they should aim to be dependable, responsible, persistent, and diligent. The fourth point in the principles of entrepreneurial success is fostering team collaboration. No great work was done alone. It required teamwork. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. So when there is teamwork, there is definitely success will be coming. Team members have a wealth of information about the business, how things are done, how marketing is done, how sales is done. So teams are most important. Any company should try to nurture the different teams. The teamwork, the relationship between team members should be supportive and helping each other out rather than a toxic workplace competition or toxic workplace politics or culture. The fifth point is to become passionately committed. The entrepreneur, the business driver, the partners, they must be passionately committed. From a corporate standpoint, executives must continually strive for success by being engaged and devoted to the tasks at hand. It is very important for all family members, for all corporate members, part of the corporate family, all team members to be connected, to be passionately committed with the business goals, with the business overall big picture. The sixth point is to be dedicated and committed to your business. The entrepreneur, the employees, they must be committed. The leaders must never stop learning, educating, and motivating others about their business, about their products, about the impact they're making in the world, they're making in the society. They must surround themselves with zealous people about finding new methods and innovations to better their work. Every business should strive to create an environment that supports this dedication, devotion, and enthusiasm. The seventh point is to honor others' contribution. Each and every organization is a dynamic, moving entity that adapts to new circumstances. Individuals who contribute to the company must be recognized, must be appreciated to give them the motivation to keep on doing good work. And to keep on, the motivation will help underperformers to perform well and look for that motivation and appreciation. Look for that recognition. They will work much harder. The eighth point towards the principle of business success is being accountable for each and every action and decision. The leaders, each and every employee must be accountable for the work they are doing, whether it is company's success or company's failure, whether it's not only It is not important to blame others, but each and every person must keep a scorecard, must, you know, be responsible for their actions. The ninth point is embracing the never give up attitude. Any business has a lot of failures because it is the way the businesses work. There will be, you know, market players, new players will come in, others will try to take market share. So there will be so many obstacles, regulatory hurdles, interpersonal problems, so many natural disasters. But it is very important for the entrepreneur to never give up attitude. There will be a lot of failures, but an entrepreneur has to get up every time they fall. That is one of the most essential elements of business success. The 10th point and most important point about business success, or the principles of business success, is that the entrepreneur must have very capable team members, very capable partners. The entrepreneur must understand the business very, very well. That's why every, people say, gurus say, if you don't understand the business, do not go into a industry where you do not understand the business, because the entrepreneur has to understand the business, even if they themselves cannot solve the problem, but at least they can hire a person, they can support employees to solve the problem. But if they themselves don't understand the business, they cannot solve the problem, okay? So I'll just summarize the 10 points. Okay, number one, considering the future, look at the big picture, look at the future. Number two, results-oriented action. Number three, leading with integrity approach. Number four, fostering team collaborations. Number five, being passionately committed to the business leads to business success. Number five, number six, being dedicated and committed to your business. Number seven, honoring others' contribution. Number eight, being accountable for each and every action and decision. Number nine, embracing the never give up attitude, rising every time you fail. And number 10, understanding the business inside out. Teamwork, working with partners, working with teams who are committed. That is very, very important, okay? So one of the loveliest aspects about business is that it is a ever-changing, ever-challenging, it's like an organism, okay? It's like a entity. And, it is very challenging. And when it gives success, nothing succeeds like success, okay? So that's it for today. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We'll be coming up with more interesting topics soon. So stay tuned. Bye for now. Have a great day.